2 Corinthians chapter 11. I wish that you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his cunning, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another Spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not the least behind the very chief apostles. But though I be unskilled in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in humbling myself that you might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them, to do service. And when I was present with you, and in want, I was chargeable to no man, for that which was lacking to me the brethren who came from Macedonia supplied, and in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I love you not? God it knows. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them who desire occasion, that when they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me foolish, but if otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast after the flesh, I will boast also. For you put up with fools gladly, seeing you yourselves are wise. For you permit it, if a man brings you into bondage, if a man devours you, if a man takes of you, if a man exalts himself, if a man smites you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. But in whatsoever way any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes beyond measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes less 1. 3 times was I beaten with rods, 1 was I stoned, 3 times I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are outside, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must boast, I will boast of the things which concern my weaknesses. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forevermore, knows that I lie not. In Damascus the governor under Aretas the king guarded the city of Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, and escaped his hands.